the Ulster final, everybody's put the head down, you know, and taking great confidence for an Ulster campaign. But I suppose we've been here many times before after, I suppose, if an Ulster campaign will be successful, or I suppose last year maybe unsuccessful, and we know that, I suppose, you realise the importance of getting stuck back down to the ground and getting stuck back into things, because, as I say, the turnaround from an Ulster final to an All-Ireland quarter final can be quite small, and I suppose it's just important to get rattled back down, and that's what we did. I mean, the first week we were back training, after that we got a good week under our belts and set us up rightly, you know, and hopefully we can show that now, you know, come Saturday.
You mentioned hurt there. There was hurt in the Ulster final when you lost last year to Monaghan, and then there was hurt again against Mayo in that quarter final, and that's something I'm sure you're using to drive forward on.
You know, that'd be fair to say. You know, people would say, do you remember last year? Do you forget about last year? You know, it happened, you know, like any game you play, you'll never really always forget it, you know. But yeah, that'll be fair enough, I suppose. Last year we got beat at this stage again, and you know, it's something we want to really try and, I suppose, overcome now this year. You know, it won't be easy, by no means. Armagh have been massively impressive this year in the championship, and you know, they've been an opposition, you know, that has been very successful against us down throughout the year. So I think it's important to give the respect that they deserve, which we always do to every opposition we play, and as I say, then focus upon our own game and try to nail and execute everything in our own game that we need to execute, and execute properly to try and get a performance, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned the turnaround there has been Ulster champions heading into a quarter final. Armagh only have a 7-day turnaround, and Donegal experienced that last year. Is that something now you're going to try and exploit and hit hard, because as the game goes on, maybe fatigue is set in with the Orchard County?
You know, that I suppose it's always a tricky one that people speak about, you know, a 7-day turnaround and what have you. I think it all depends on your previous result. You know, if it's a 7-day turnaround and maybe you're coming off a defeat, it can be very, very tricky and difficult. However, if you look at Armagh, they've really been putting together a number of very, very good quality performances, you know, coming through their qualifier route, you know, and I think on their side of things, they'll be brimming with confidence, having played 3 or 4 games through that thing, and, you know, getting into a groove, getting into a routine, you know, and also having played in Croke Park even last week again, you know, just the added advantage of having played there. So, as I say, there's a lot of advantages they'll see, and at the same time, we'll see, you know, maybe coming off the back of a bit of a successful championship campaign in Ulster is a bit of a positive too. But as I say, you know, both teams are going to go on, I think, on an even keel, and I suppose there'll be no excuses this time, and it's about the game, trying to get a performance, and that's all we're concentrating on, and trying to, I suppose, look at facets of our game from our Ulster run that maybe haven't just been going too well, and trying to improve upon them, and at the same time trying to continue doing things right that we're happy with, you know.
Is there a feeling, Michael, that the Donegal are getting back up to the level of where you were a number of years ago?
You know, that's always a question again that is asked quite a bit. You know, I think we're relatively happy with where we're at. We're improving maybe game on game, but at the same time, there's still a large number of room for improvement, both individually and collectively as a team, throughout the whole team. As I say, it's only on game day you can really try and show that, and I think that's what we all have to try and do individually. We need to try and do our jobs for the team and do them to the best of our ability, and hopefully when all them individual performances come together into the collective, that I suppose we can get a good collective performance, and you know, if that performance is good enough and up to scratch, it may hopefully try and influence the result of the game. But you know, we're getting there slowly but surely, you know. And when we got beat last year, we knew we weren't as bad as we were, and likewise the year before when we were winning, we knew some of the praise that was heaped on us, maybe that you'd always take it with a touch of dignity, you know. So as I say, it's just important we knew ourselves we were never too far up or never too far down. And again, this year we think of ourselves in an even keel again, you know.
Obviously, it's an All-Ireland quarter final, and I suppose you've got the added edge to it that it's an All-Ulster tie as well. You'll be very much focusing on your own game, Michael, but what sort of real threats do Armagh pose this coming weekend that you just have to try and curb?
Yeah, well, I suppose we've played them twice this year already, both in the McKenna Cup and also in the National League, and we played them up in Armagh. They were two very, very closely fought encounters. You know, Armagh, you know, they give you, I suppose, the all-round package in terms of a well-organised defence, and at the same time, you know, they're strong in the midfield sector, both winning aerial of ball, and actually midfielders who can go both ways, both defensively and going forward, and then up front. I suppose they have the dangers, everybody look towards Jimmy Clark, who's a top-class act, but, you know, they have other scoring options. You have to look at their last game and their array of scoring scoring power that they got from all over the field is something I suppose we really have to look at closely. And, you know, you can't be looking at any one particular player or their whole round package going forward, and they're racking up huge, huge scores. And I say that's the, I suppose, the balance that every team now is trying to get. They're trying to get the balance of trying to keep the scores out at the back and trying to get enough on the scoreboard at the far side. And, you know, if you're looking at Armagh's recent performances, they've been doing that and they've been striking that balance, you know.
And finally, Michael, we're returning to Croke Park. There'll be a big Donegal support there on Saturday evening at the GAA headquarters to watch Donegal and hope they progress in, into a semi-final. And that's the goal for all you guys, and you are very much firmly fixed on that, Michael.
Yeah, that's just fair enough, I suppose. It's the start of the year when you're training those nights and during the winter, and you're training through the National League and even playing an Ulster Championship again. That's one of the holy grails you want to try and get to try and be playing. But I think you can be playing there, but it's all about trying to perform there. You know, you can play there on winning teams and losing teams, and to be quite honest, it's just you have to be playing there in the winning team if you're going to enjoy it and going to remember that experience in a fond way. So, as I say, for in order for us to do that, you know, we really just have to, I suppose, try and nail all our key performance objectives that we have set out for ourselves now, tomorrow, and I suppose get stuck into it, you know.